The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Wake up. Dear, please, wake up. Gotta talk to you.
Please, look, I'm sorry to do this, but I woke up and suddenly thought of something. Dear.
Oh, darling.
Wake up, I just gotta talk to you about something.
Oh, darling, let's talk about it in the morning, will you?
I can't wait until morning. I've lost $500.
Well, tell me. What? You what?
Oh, don't get mad. I'm so upset anyhow.
What did you say? You lost $500.
Well, when we went to bed, I went right to sleep, but I guess I got chilly or something, and I woke up. Look, and I reached down for the blanket.
Look, never mind all that. What was?
Well, I tried to get back to sleep, and suddenly, I don't know why, but I suddenly thought, what did I do with that $500?
What $500?
Of my savings for the trip to Europe.
Well, why would? Oh, turn on the light, will you? What time is it?
2:30.
I am now. What is this all about?
Remember, I had $536 saved years ago for a trip to Europe, before we were even married. And I sent for it in the savings bank back home, and they sent me a check.
Yes.
And I had it in my purse, and I went shopping at the supermarket.
Well, if you've lost a check, all you have to do is stop payment on it.
I didn't lose a check. After I bought groceries, I discovered I didn't have enough money to pay for them, but the supermarket wouldn't cash that big a check, so I ran across the street to a bank and cashed it. Paid for the groceries, intending to pay myself back out of the grocery money later on. You see,
you mean you've lost $500 in cash?
Well, if I feel bad enough anyhow without you starting the morning.
In cash?
And I don't know that I lost it. I just can't find it. I think I hid the money somewhere when I got home, but I can't find it.
Oh, 2:30 in the morning. Get my bathrobe. Get my bathrobe.
Have you ever wondered what people abroad think of us? Many of them don't have a very high opinion of our country or our way of life. It's not because of anything we've done or haven't done. It's what they think we have or haven't done. Unfortunately, those thoughts were planted in their minds by books and other literature distributed in both free and Iron Curtain countries by the communists. Now, this material has been deliberately slanted to create false impressions of America and Americans. But the people who read them are hungry for the truth. Somewhere on your bookshelves or in your attic, you must have books you're through with. By contributing them to Books from America, you can help send the truth about America to readers and students abroad. Particularly helpful are good standard American novels, up-to-date histories and geographies, as well as English grammars. If they're in good condition with hard covers, pack them up and send them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. That address again is Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C.
Well, I've gone through all the books in this bookcase. Now, look, are you sure you put the money in a book?
No, I told you that. I'm not sure at all.
Well, that's why you're always sticking money, despite the fact that I've asked you repeatedly to stop doing it. Why? Why you would leave $500 in cash just lying around the house? Why didn't you take it down and deposit it in our account?
I intended to. I was going downtown to our bank on Monday, and something came up, and I didn't go downtown.
Well, I just don't know. When did all this happen?
Well?
When?
Well, I guess about a month ago or more.
Well, look, you've been downtown dozens of times in the last month.
Well, I guess I didn't think about the money.
Oh, how could you be so careless?
Well, I had so much on my mind, I guess I just forgot about it.
How could you forget $500?
Because I know that I hid the money very carefully. I remember that. I know that I thought and thought about where I could put it so it'd be sure to be safe.
So you hid it so well that you don't even remember where you hid it. You know, you are always doing this. I have told you.
Now, look, I am upset enough, and I can't even think when you keep saying I told you. So everything.
All right. Now, never mind. Now, don't. Just start thinking again, will you, of all your choice hiding places. First of all, You know you had the money when you came back that day from the supermarket?
Yes, I know I had it. I remember being very careful about that. In fact, I was a little nervous about saving so much.
Yes.
And I was very careful to hang on to my pocketbook, and I remember that when I got in the house, I took the money out. I was sitting right here in the living room, and I took the money out, and I put it on the coffee table. I even counted it.
All right.
I remember that.
All right, you remember that. Now, you had it when you got home, then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then what?
And I got an envelope, and I put the money into it and sealed the envelope.
All right. So we know that the money is all in one place. It isn't, scattered all over the house and various places.
No. I know it's all together in some envelope. Yeah. A large white business envelope. I got it out of your desk.
Large white business envelope. Okay, all right.
Wait a minute.
No.
I was going to put it in there. Oh, no. I didn't put it in there. I know that. There was some change, and it all made the envelope bulge so much, I thought any burglar or anything would know right away there was money in it. So I decided to put it in something else.
What?
Just a minute, let me think. Oh. Well, don't look like that. I know it sounds stupid. I'm so upset I can't think fast. That's all.
All the talking I've done about hiding money around. I'm sorry. Go on. Think.
Yes, I know. I went upstairs to Betsy's room, and I got that little drawstring pouch somebody gave her. She never played with it at all. And I took that, and I put the money in that. A little brown drawstring pouch. You remember it?
No.
Oh, yes, you do, honey. A little brown drawstring. Somebody gave it to her.
I don't care. I can't remember.
Brown.
Look, Betsy's got so much stuff that people have given her. It doesn't matter whether I remember it or not. Look,
little
the money.
Brown drawstring.
Yeah, all right. A drawstring purse. Brown. Money definitely was put in a small pouch.
Yes,
is that it?
Yes.
All right, then why?
Well, that's why I didn't put it in a book. It wouldn't go in a book.
No, it's out of the book, all right.
And that is why I didn't put it under a rug either.
All right, so we eliminate books and under rugs. Now, where else might you have put it? How about under a mattress somewhere?
No, I thought of that, but they say that is one of the places the burglars look first.
Yeah, burglars also look in books and under rugs.
I know, that's why I had to think of someplace they don't look. It had to be someplace special. And I remember so clearly thinking of a dozen places, like an empty sugar bowl or a vase or an overshoe.
How about the attic? Now, maybe you hid it up in the attic.
No, I thought of the attic, and I did go up there, but then I decided against the attic in case we had a fire or anything. I might forget to run up and get the money,
Jerry, I don't know. You know, your whole system of thinking is just beyond me. How anybody could forget where they put $500?
Because I hid it in several places, and I'd go running back and take it away because I didn't think that was safe. I put it somewhere else, and then that wouldn't seem safe, so I'd get it again and try to think of someplace better, and I guess nobody did it.
Oh,
we woke Aunt Effie
up.
No, nobody's sick, Aunt Effie. Sorry, we woke you up.
Well, maybe it's just as well. Maybe she remembers. Maybe, was she here when you hid it, huh?
Oh, yes. And Effie, listen,
goodness, we hardly got any sleep last night. Now, what are you both doing up at this hour tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, Aunt Effie, my beloved wife woke up and suddenly remembered the $500.
Remember the money? The $500 that time I'd had to cash that cashier's check to pay for groceries? My savings for the trip to Europe?
Yes.
I can't find it.
Oh, you brought it home, dear. Don't you remember? You sat right down, counted.
Yes,
you had it on the coffee table.
Yes, then she hid the money.
She hid it, Aunt Effie. She doesn't know where she hid it.
Well, I remember.
You remember?
Do you remember? We decided against putting it in the big coffee pot or the ivy pot.
Oh, yes, we had it there, too, and then took it out.
Yeah, it was the ivy pot that gave us the idea.
Oh, yes.
Don't you remember?
Yes, of course.
It was the only place a burglar couldn't find it.
Yes. Oh, I'm so relieved.
Well, where in Sam Hill did you put it?
We buried it.
Yeah.
You buried it?
Uh-huh.
Buried it where?
In the garden.
We put it in one of those glass canning jars.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Oh, what a reason. I knew it was something special, but I was so upset at it, I couldn't remember what we had finally decided.
Well, look, I am going back to bed, and I trust that when you two dig it up tomorrow, you will have the sense to drive down and put it in the bank.
I will, dear.
It's a wonderful place to bury it. Now, do you remember where you buried it in the garden?
Oh, yes.
You buried it right with a little stick that said radishes, and the radishes are up now, so we shouldn't have any trouble.
No, Aunt Effie.
We put it at the beginning of the row of lettuce.
Lettuce? Well, no, we put it right where the radishes were.
Yeah. The lettuce, because don't you know... Wait a minute, dear.
No, I am going to bed. I'm sorry. Of all the nonsense...
I know that we put it by the lettuce because I said it would be kind of funny. You know, lettuce, money, you get it?
The slang for money is lettuce, dear. Lettuce.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. All I hope is that when you dig for it, you get it. Because if you're going to Europe with me, you're going to need that $500. I told you, much as I'd like to help you, I cannot help you.
Well, I know the money is there.
Well, my recollection is that we put it at the beginning of the row of radishes.
No. Was it stayed in the basement?
You're not going out there now.
Well, I might as well. I wouldn't go to sleep anyhow. You go to bed.
You
go to bed. You don't have to help me. It's all my fault. Go to bed, dear. You don't have to help me. I'll go out there.
Get the flashlight and I'll get the spade.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. With your permission, we'd like to talk shop for just a moment. CBS Radio Shop. Recently, one of the foremost publications in the broadcasting field polled 465 critics and editors. The question, which radio network programs do you rate top? Well, when the answers from these 465 experts were tabulated, the final ratings were overwhelmingly one-sided. Total honors accorded CBS radio programs exceeded those of all other networks combined. The final verdict of hundreds of critics, reviewers, and editors was that CBS Radio had more top shows than all other networks put together. CBS Radio was pleased, naturally, at the result of the poll. It's long been a policy of this network to devote every effort to maintaining highest broadcast standards to make sure that CBS Radio listeners hear the best entertainment and information. Drama, comedy, music, variety, sports, news reports and commentary, special documentary broadcasts. Whatever listening fares for you, you can be sure you're hearing the best when you're tuned to CBS Radio.
Oh, hold the flashlight still, will you?
I'm sorry. Sir, what's that?
That's a rock.
Oh, yes. Get over here. Seems to me it was more about here.
Oh, God, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in pajamas and bathrobe, digging in the garden. Look, don't mind my saying so, my sweet.
Whatever it is, I do mind your saying so. It's very nice of you to come out, and I appreciate it, but I said you didn't have to.
We spend days putting in the garden, then in an hour's time, we dig up half of it.
Well, we haven't dug up half at all. We just have lots of salads, that's all. We've got the radishes and the lettuce.
Boy, even the three of us can't eat a bushel basket full of lettuce. It seems to me that when you're...
Wait a minute.
What is it?
Is that it?
Oh,
Miss Angel.
Oh,
here it is.
Oh, I certainly don't remember that we buried it here.
Yes, I was sure it was in the lettuce. Oh, thank you, dear.
Yeah.
Well, I guess there's a few things you'd like to say to me, huh?
Well, darling, there's not much use. I suppose this is one of the things that's meant when the minister says, do you take this woman for better or worse? And I guess this is the way you are, and I might just as well learn to live with it.
I don't blame her. Burying the money was my idea. Mother always did that.
And I don't know why I didn't remember, because actually, putting it in by the lettuce, you know, lettuce, money, I thought was kind of clever.
Yes, it was.
Wasn't that clever?
Very clever. Lettuce,
yeah,
money.
That's what I
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins speaking.